One of my favorite aphorisms from him has to do with whenever he was rejected by society or by the nobleman or whatever, he would then proclaim that, well, he never wanted to be a member of that club anyway. And this is, I think, also is a statement about his attempted suicide. He who leaves the game wins it. See, the people in the front don't escape either, because it's a sort of reverse strategy. They think he's going to go to the back and I'll sit in the front.
Under a government which imprisons any unjustly, the true place for a just man is also a prison.
Everyone hear that? Under a government which imprisons anyone unjustly, the true place for a just man is also a prison. That's Henry David Thoreau. And I'm afraid I have a confession to make. I don't really have a criminal record anymore, but I was imprisoned. When I was 15, I was caught, along with my cousin and a friend, smoking marijuana under the boardwalk in Ocean City, New Jersey. I've paid my debt to society, and I'm a better man for it. But I definitely did inhale, and I inhaled very deeply. Let me just find him here.
Did you exhale?
Only after quite some time. So I was 15, and I was a big fan of Henry David Thoreau, and unfortunately I got busted under the boardwalk of Ocean City, New Jersey. And for those of you who are not familiar with Ocean City, New Jersey, it's a very, very strict town. You can't even buy alcohol there, much less marijuana. So the guy who busted me was quite young. I mean, I was quite young, but I could tell he was young. And he was very, very pleased with himself, and he was determined to make life difficult for me. I was the among the three of us, I had the evil weed on my person, so I was the one who got arrested. So, I mean, I was 15, and I was very, very upset. But he put handcuffs on me, and he threw me back in the back of the police car, and we drove to the police station, where I was deprived of my belt, my shoelaces. They performed a rectal examination to make sure I didn't have any other drugs up there. So there was some jiggling there as well, I believe. Then they threw me in a cell, and I was separated from my cousin and my friend. And when I was sitting in the cell, two things were going through my mind. First of all, the first thought was, how can I prevent my parents from ever finding out about this? And the second thing was, what would Henry David Thoreau do in a situation like this? Now, as you probably may or may not know, Henry David Thoreau was imprisoned. And for a night, and that quote that you just read, that aphorism, comes from Civil Disobedience, his famous essay. And he was imprisoned for not paying his poll tax because he objected to slavery, and he thought the U.S. government was waging an imperialistic war in Mexico. So he refused. For years, he refused to pay his poll tax. And Sam Staples was the local Concord, Massachusetts police constable, and he would see Thoreau on the street and say, when are you going to pay your poll tax, Henry? And Henry would say, I'm not. And Sam Staples would say, well, you have to pay it sooner or later, I'm going to have to arrest you. So he wouldn't pay it. So one day, he did arrest Thoreau, and Thoreau still refused to pay. So Thoreau spent one night in jail, and in the morning, someone, we don't know who, possibly Ralph Waldo Emerson, paid his poll tax for him, and he was released. So sitting there as a 15-year-old, being obsessed with Henry David Thoreau, as I was at the time, and having read Walden five times consecutively, I thought, this is my Henry David Thoreau moment. So eventually the police came back and they took me out of the cell and they asked me my name. And I said, Fifth Amendment. It was more like, Fifth Amendment! Because I was very upset and I was weeping uncontrollably. But I figured my strategy was, what are they going to do to me? If I don't tell them who I am or where I live, they're never going to know. They're going to have to, just like Thoreau, they'll let me out in the morning. I'll go home and I'll tell my mom and my dad, you know, I was abducted by aliens or something like that. And, you know, no one has to be the wiser. So they didn't like that very much. So this one guy got very, very upset. And he said, Sarge, this guy won't tell me his name. And Sarge comes in. Sarge was not young. He was old, and he was fat, and he was mean. And Sarge says, tell us your name, kid. And I said, Fifth Amendment. And he said, look, if you don't tell us your name, you're going to be in serious trouble. And I said, Fifth Amendment. And so I said, throw him back in the cell. So they put me back in the cell. And, you know, I was just hoping to wait it out. So then that was the bad cop. And then they sent the good cop in. And he said, come on, you know, just tell the guys your name. You made a mistake. The best way to get out of this is just to cooperate. And I said, no. So I was in there for several hours and thinking my strategy was working beautifully. There's not much to do in a jail cell. So I kind of was just pacing around, reading the graffiti as one does. And I happened to look out the window and I saw my mother's car. And I thought, shit. So my mother bailed me out. And what did I learn? 5 minutes after we arrived at the police station, my cousin had told them everything. So all those hours of claiming the Fifth Amendment were just totally useless. And the police knew my name and they knew my address the whole time, the bastards. Anyway, Thoreau was he's not one of the great, all-time great efforts, but he's certainly one of my favorites. And that's because Walden was a book that changed my life. And these are a few of the aphorisms that are in Walden. If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured or far away. I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived.